Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening, Northern California. Yeah. This is Shasta Live. Turn it down. There you go. This is Shasta Live at the Shasta County Chamber. It is whatever day it is. Thank you. January 13th.
January 13th, yeah.
And it's kind of chilly. This is Nigel.
James.
I'm silenced again.
No, you're quiet.
Can you hear me?
I can't
hear you at all.
Well, good. It is how it's supposed to be.
I'm taking your mic.
Well, you're listening to 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Yep.
Your talk radio. Now I can hear somebody. Oh, no, that's you chewing your gum.
Oh. I'm a professional.
Did you just swallow it?
I did.
I'm in. It's always showtime.
Are you in?
I'm in.
Okay.
There you go. Now, you know your parents told you that's going to be in your stomach for about 16 years, right?
Oh, they always 27.
What, 7
yeah.
years?
Yeah. They lied to me.
I double everything.
Okay. So, at least our show is back to normal. We have technical difficulties right from the get-go, and James bought chocolate. So we're good.
Chocolate.
So we are. Everything's good.
Everything's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you heard chocolate munching rather than the gum.
Yeah, I just heard something, and I thought it was you. And then I looked over, and I was like, oh, no, he has gum.
So we're good. Okay, welcome, Shasta Live. Let's see, it's been kind of a slow week, right, except for L.A. burning down.
What is it that we're being told from the studio? Just tell us. Jump right in on your mic.
Adjust there as needed. Okay, fine.
Adjusting.
Okay, great. You guys good?
Yeah.
I'm good. I think I'm good.
Yeah?
I don't know. So
Jason is now a semi-professional boxer.
Oh.
Hey, let's don't go there.
Which one of you want to suit
Mikey
up and
tried
go
to beat
a couple
me up
rounds?
And I came through.
I'm ready for it.
Did you?
That's
oh, I like this guy already. They're both looking at you. You're all like, we're down.
Jason, why don't you give us a little synopsis of why it is you're deciding to
it's
get
for
punched?
The youth. It's Raising Shasta. It's for the teen centers, right, here in Anderson and Redding. It's going to be April the 5th. It's going to be a big event. And it's a fundraiser. So as of right now, we're raising funds for each one of the boxing teams, which is $2,500 a person. But that's the goal, to raise that.
Excellent. How many teams are there?
There's four teams.
Four teams?
One, two, three, four, five.
Five teams. There you go. This is going to be fun. April 5th.
I'm still...
Where? where will it be?
It's going to be at the Senior Hall over there, Elks Lodge. Over there by
well, that makes sense for you.
Huh?
That makes sense for you.
I was going to say, James, you fit right in.
I was going to say, I have a little bit of a problem with the person they've partnered you with. He's
who's
only,
that?
He's
who's
only a 10-year-old.
Oh.
Why, is he your son?
Grandson.
Yeah. Ooh. It's going to get good tonight.
Cool. Well, listen, we have two guests in the studio who probably think we're nuts at this point.
No, I love it.
Why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
My name is Jake Fitzgerald. I've been living here for about 6 years. I'm super excited to be here.
Good old Irish boy.
Yep.
My name is Joshua Horn. I have also been living here for about 6 years, but I spent a lot of time in California in general. So,
mm-hmm.
But home away from home.
Horn doesn't give me any...
Deutschland?
No, actually, Irish.
Oh, Irish too?
Irish. Puerto Rican and Irish, yeah.
Oh, there's
yeah.
a lot of Irish.
Did you guys know each other before you moved here 6 years ago?
No.
It's kind of weird. Same bus or what?
We met through my son. Separate buses.
Separate buses.
Nigel's on a roll tonight.
Okay.
I like it. Puerto Rico.
Yeah. My name is actually very, very long.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I love those.
Joshua Daniel Horn, Maldonado Rivera Colon de Soto Dumont.
God, I love that.
So we'll just stick to Josh.
I was
you can just say Josh. Yeah, it's fine.
It's like, was like riding rapids. Like you were like,
I say that sometimes and they're like, are you a rapper? I'm like, no.
So did you automatically win the spelling bee by just spelling your name correctly?
Yeah. Yeah, no, they said, oh, he's not white. He wins. Because it was I was in Montana, and I was the only half brown kid around.
DEI at 7 years old.
DEI at 7 years old, man. Shout out to Devlin Elementary, bro.
So, Mr. Jake, 6 years. So where were you born?
I was born in Berkeley, California, but raised mostly in San Jose. Mm-hmm. So moved up here 2019.
Okay.
So been here ever since.
Why did you move up here? Voluntarily or?
Yeah, yeah. I housing prices got a little expensive.
In Berkeley, you think?
Yeah, right. I think when I was leaving, San Jose was the number one most expensive city in the nation at that point. But came up doing school, so Shasta College. And yeah, and my whole family ended up following me up here as well. So the whole Fitzgerald family is up here now, which is fun.
All right. Cool. Yeah. Are they all listening?
I'm not sure. I think they're eating dinner right now.
So all right. That makes sense.
Hopefully both.
Well, you look very young.
Yeah.
I mean, no offense if you're like 40.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
I was going to say, you look like a baby.
Thank you.
You should see some of our players.
Yeah.
Okay. So the reason why you guys are on, well, one of the reasons you guys are on is because you started.
Yeah, I started a rugby club.
A rugby club.
Here in Reading. A rugby union club. Because there's two different kinds of rugby. If you look in Las Vegas, they're doing a lot of rugby league right now. But the predominant, most popular sport of rugby in the United States is rugby union.
Wow.
So what's the difference? Okay.
Difference is rugby union has about 15 players on each team on the field at one time, and there's also no down. So it's really similar to, like, football. You're trying to tackle the guy from getting the ball into the end zone. But rugby league, they give you 6 attempts to get that ball to the end zone. Rugby union, instead of once a player is tackled, there's what's called a ruck is formed. Mm-hmm. And basically two guys are competing on top of the guy who's been tackled and playing that ball backwards. And whoever wins that contest gets to carry the ball and keep going. So it's a really continuous version of football.
A little more physical?
How would it compare to, like, say, Aussie rules?
So Aussie rules is...
In Australia, there are no rules.
Yeah, exactly right.
You bring a club.
So the fields are pretty different. You're also not necessarily trying to kick through the goals. You're really, to score a point in rugby, you're putting the ball down in the end zone. We call that a try. So
the only reason I ask is that I think I love rugby, but I don't know much about it, right?
Yeah.
And one of the things in the world that drives me crazy is us soccer, the world football, right? That whole thing. Yeah. So then now I'm like, oh gosh, now we're getting into rugby, but like, what have we done to it that's going to make the rest of the world pissed off?
Yeah.
Because we don't just follow anything.
No, it's true. And I think investors in a lot of the sport, European sports specifically, are hesitant to bring that to American markets. The nice part is, at least in the States, there's a pretty loyal following for rugby.
Sure.
And so they've
especially
kept
at the college level?
Yeah. That's where our highest participant numbers are. But we've kept it pretty true to the rest of the world. The only thing that's different, so the U.S. has a professional rugby league that was started, I think, 6 years ago.
Oh, all right.
And the only thing that's different is they have a college draft. So that's a little bit – typically you'll have clubs that have farm systems in Europe and the Southern Hemisphere.
So what made you start a rugby club?
Yeah, so I grew up playing rugby. Rugby's pretty big down in the Bay Area. A lot of Pacific Islanders, and then a lot of
balls with legs.
Yeah, 300 pound sixth graders.
I know. 300 pound
sixth graders.
And you think he's joking? But legitimate. Yeah.
I don't know what it is that on those islands.
I was going to say in Berkeley you got to run a lot.
Yeah,
around the block with your groceries under your arm. You know?
So I grew up. I played football, but I got into rugby because I was a lineman. And the cool part about rugby is you get to carry the ball if you're a big guy. Everybody touches the ball, so you have 15 players on the field. The easiest way to describe it to somebody who's never seen it before is imagine like the last play of a football game, and you're passing that ball backwards, and you can't throw it forward, but you can laterally throw it backwards.
Is that a pitch?
Yeah, or just a rugby pass.
A rugby pass, okay.
Yeah.
So what is a rugby pass? What is that?
You can throw it.
Anything backwards.
Legally, anything backwards. The most efficient way is two hands throwing it underhand.
Toss like that.
Because if I turn and I look at you and I throw it, it just opens up my whole rib cage for somebody to just...
You don't want that.
No.
I'll tell you what, this is going to be a great conversation, but time is flying. Let's take our first break, and we'll be right back with more rugby.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron, 60th anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape. Handcrafted by one master roller, using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Yeah. Here we go. Kick it up.
Is this rugby music?
Come on. Rugby.
Sounds rugby like time. It.
Any rugby is.
We're getting there.
Yeah.
All right. Welcome back, Shasta Live. Jake and Josh. Yeah. Reading rugby.
Yeah.
So did you guys meet because of rugby?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually. Yeah.
Actually, that's what happened.
Yeah.
So we didn't get to hear your backstory a little bit. We got to hear where he was from. Where are you from originally?
I was more of a long names.
Yeah. No, I was actually born in Hawaii.
Okay.
Aloha. And
then, yeah, aloha. I moved around a lot. I had military parents, moved out when I was young, did my thing. I was a professional rock climber, professional snowboarder. I did everything that I could not to have a real job. ultimately I ended up, in Los Angeles. We started a recording studio. So we did a lot of work with a lot of really, really great people. And then I did a lot of ADR work. Cinema, film, that kind of thing. Moved to Montana, met my wife. We moved down here. I'm just kind of compressing everything.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And my son was going to a youth group that you were a leader at, or are a leader at. We're a leader at. And he goes, Dad, can I play rugby? And I went, there's no rugby in California. What are you there in Redding? What are you talking about? He goes, No, there's this guy, Jake. You know, he's starting a team. He's starting a club. And I went, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can play rugby. Absolutely.
Wow. Did you have to do a background check real fast?
No.
Make sure he wasn't a creeper?
That's my wife's job. I come home and she says, Ryan's gone over to this, such and such house. I said, do we know them? She said, yes.
Okay.
I said, great.
That was me in our house. Like, do we know them?
Yeah. And to be fair, Ryan probably needs no safety. Like, that guy.
He's a big boy.
He's a big boy. Yeah.
He's a strapping lad.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not worried about him.
Even just 2 years ago, he was a lot thinner than
me. So is it now father and son playing rugby?
Actually, I'm on the men's team, and Ryan has turned 18. And he's playing on the men's team as well.
Wow.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah. So it's kind of, it's fun. I hope I have a season. I injured my shoulder, but
playing rugby?
We'll see.
Kayaking
the ocean and then after playing rugby. I know, right? Just tape it up, rub some dirt on it, get out of there. Yeah. No.
I heard some chewing tobacco. Get it all nice and wet.
Slap it right on there. Yeah, no. So that's how Jake and I met, and it actually took a little while for us to meet after that too, because I was working two full time jobs at the time, and so I didn't have the time to go, and my wife would actually drop him off at practice, and finally I decided, you know what, I should be a father and show up to practice at some point.
And you said your son's 18.
This one's 18. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And then I have another one that's 17.
You don't look like a parent to an 18-year-old.
Well, so my oldest three kids, uh-huh. I took the lease over.
Okay.
For them.
Okay.
And actually, my daughter is 20.
I was going to say.
And yeah, she just got engaged. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Well, so
good for you then, because I was going to say, boy, would you start when you were six?
Yeah. No, seven. If I'm old enough to play rugby. Yeah. So it didn't take long. I got to sit down and I got to listen to Jake's heart behind the club and what he had planned. And I said, you know what, I'm all in. Anything that I can do to help the club out, And that kind of transpired into, well, hey, man, we need guys to play.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'm on the wrong end of, I'm almost 40 years old, man.
You know, I think we can round up a couple of guys.
Baby.
You know, I think we can round up a couple of guys in our sphere. You know, I mean, they ride motorcycles right now, but I think 12 would show up right out of the gate. You think?
Hey, we do touch on Saturdays.
Yeah, we do touch every Saturday night, every 7
Saturday
to 9.
Every Saturday night.
Caldwell Park.
Caldwell Park?
Mm-hmm.
Touch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So and it's real easy.
Yeah.
Like it's not.
We'll
it's,
call it, Alan. What? You signed the DNA, right? The NDA.
I did.
Yeah, you go out, you
touch
play touch.
Just slightly under flag.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cheaper as well.
So, rugby. So, you know, one tends to think that here in California specifically, everything is so litigious, right? So, do you guys actually not wear the pads and everything? And
yeah.
I mean, do people.
I mean,
play
the equipment. Waiver. Yeah, you definitely sign a waiver, right? There's optional padding that you could wear. But it has to be under, I think, like half an inch.
Mm.
You can wear a scrum cap, but that's really just to help protect your ears from getting cauliflower ear.
Mm.
But for the most part, all you need is
cauliflower
ear.
All you need is to get it drained.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, exactly. Right? It's simple. But really, all you need is just a mouth guard and some cleats. So
cool.
Pretty low operating costs.
So at this point, have you guys found that you're like full up, or are you still looking for stuff?
I mean,
I would imagine once. It's spread out enough. I mean, I would imagine there's a ton of people that would want to be involved in all levels.
Yeah, so I think the appeal of rugby, especially to Reading, is, you know, we're a little bit more blue-collar area, and I think that appeals, that kind of physicality and tough aspect really is exciting for people. And so
we
found so much positive feedback and engagement. We had a high school boys team last year, and then we've pretty much fully expanded. So we have... From 6 years old, we have rugby programs all the way to...
That's a riot.
Over 18. Yeah, it's so
Who
cute.
Who would have thought, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's
those kids at that age are just so fun.
My 7-year-old is playing. He started last year when he was 6.
Where do you guys play?
Right now, we're playing at the California Soccer Parks.
Okay.
That's where we have our practices. But every
Good
Saturday
space.
Night... Yeah, it's super nice. The fields are gorgeous, and they really are celebrating rugby. So they didn't...
Yeah.
They, Kenny at the soccer parks, he's a great guy, He was like, we need to get more foreign sports that aren't soccer when soccer's not playing.
Mm-hmm.
And they were thinking about doing lacrosse.
I was going to say, why don't they do lacrosse? Lacrosse is one of those games that I think it is an actual awesome game. But you see it mostly in, like, higher, upper echelon universities and stuff.
Yeah.
And to be all fair, my brothers went to a Robert Louis Stevenson in the forest in Pebble Beach, right? So they were lacrosse players. But... As a sport itself, it is an incredible sport.
Yeah.
If you could bring it to the masses.
Yeah.
I don't, I've always thought out there, the soccer thing is great, and we have a great soccer lineage here, you know, with Megan and all that kind of stuff. But really, I mean, to keep those parks up and running and full, you really need to bring diversity.
Yeah.
Rugby, I think, is awesome. Lacrosse would be awesome.
Yeah.
So the thing about stuff like that, right, is you need an individual to spearhead it.
Yeah, of course.
You know, because there's a lot of people that can talk about a lot of things for a lot of years, and nothing ever gets done.
Yeah.
So you need a Jake.
Yep.
Right. You need a Jake to bring the lacrosse, to bring rugby, to bring whatever else.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Did you do any? I guess this is something that I've actually never asked you about. Did you do any kind of testing the water, see who might be interested in rugby, or was it just like a, you know what? I think that this is just kind of what I need to do, and I'm just going to do it. You know?
Yeah. So I guess it was a mixture of both. I went to Ireland 2 years ago. When I decided that, I was like, you know, I'm going to stay in Shasta County. I really like it here.
Mm-hmm.
My one like thought that was like holding me back was I want my kids to play rugby. When I have kids, I want them to grow up in a club playing rugby, learning the sport. So I went to Ireland during the Six Nations, which is a big tournament actually coming up soon. So if you guys are interested, go check that out. Ireland won, and I was in Ireland for the time, and I was like,
wow.
Dude.
That was like being touched by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, exactly. It was incredible.
Or hit by a rugby ball.
Yeah, exactly. Or a rugby player.
So at that point,
their passion.
It became necessity is the mother of invention, right?
Yeah.
So you're like, I need this.
And every small town in France, England, Ireland has a local rugby club, and it's yeah. It's a thing that everybody gathers around and supports. And so I just started taking these high school boys. My little sister's in high school, and so I was just getting her friends, hey, I'll teach you how to play rugby. But it just started picking up so much that mm-hmm. I was like, hey, we might have something. So.
Oh, wow.
So how many injuries so far?
We've had, well, in practice or in games, because we've had probably three. Throughout our whole club, we've had probably three more slightly serious injuries, but mm-hmm. nothing crazy. Like,
so no,
we
like,
want to encourage
no,
people
like
to join.
Snapped, yeah. Snapped arms with the bones hanging out.
No compound fractures.
Then you're not doing it right.
We have a bleeder.
The funny part is we've had probably three or four times the amount of injuries at touch than we have actually in our full contact, because you get a lot of guys who played rugby 20 years ago and come out there and then completely out of shape and break
down. Maybe me.
I mean, I'm listening to this, and in my head I'm like, oh, this would be glorious. I'd love to do this. And then I thought, the other day, I don't know what I was doing, but I was at somewhere over at my friend's ranch, and I just ran real quick to do something or run, and I was like, Oh my God! Like, is this my body? I was like, this doesn't feel like my body. It's not working. Like the legs aren't moving right. I felt things moving in every direction. And
my
I
brain's
thought,
all right, but yeah. My body part.
I was
not
like,
moving.
No, this yeah. wouldn't work.
That, so I had this really great idea that joining the men's team, you know, Jake says, what position did you play? I said, winger. I'm small. I'm fast.
Like the wide receiver.
I'm a winger. Rugby. You know, I run. I don't run. I don't run anymore. It's not a thing. Yeah. So I had to really
connected to your own body. I mean, I remember as a kid, it was like effortless to run. I'd be fast. I could jump through the mm-hmm. air. I could.
Well,
you know?
It was pretty much effortless to do anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so how do people reach you? What do you need anything?
Yeah, I mean, so we're a nonprofit, especially in our focus on youth is we exist to empower and equip, especially the youth of Shasta County for life and success, after rugby and in their adult years. So we do everything through like mostly community sponsorship.
Mm-hmm.
We have costs to play, but we pretty much scholarship all of our players who play for us. We run almost entirely on sponsorship. We're also really looking to grow. So we really believe that here in Shasta County, we're hungry for more opportunities to, one, have cultural identity of like, hey, this is something that's special in Reading. We do rugby here really well.
Mm.
And people get to, oh, I didn't even know Reading had a rugby team.
Yeah.
And they feel club identity from that.
So how can people...
Yeah. So we have Instagram, so Reading_RFC. We also have a website, ReadingRugbyFootballClub.com.
Do you guys, I mean, is the plan for you at some point to try to get, what do you call them? My brain just went dead. Championships or like bringing people from all over the state that do have rugby teams to our area.
Yeah.
So hold a big, mm-hmm. whatever you call it.
Yeah. So big, we have big tournaments.
Tournament. There you go. I couldn't think of the word.
So,
competition.
Yeah. Another word for that.
Competition.
We got, so we're right now we're trying to host a sevens tournament and basically bring people from California. We're right in the middle of so many different states,
sure.
right?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And so typically, each region will just play within each other's region, but we can bring a whole bunch of new teams in.
Yeah, Nevada and then Oregon. Yeah. And
Boise has some good rugby.
Mm-hmm. Arizona, I think, touches us by the tip there. You can just slide them in.
Yeah.
Might as well.
Yeah.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
Reading really needs to be anchored as there needs to be things. I mean, we have the ability, in my opinion, to host all kinds of activities.
Yeah.
So, let's take our next break, and then we'll touch on real quick about your other endeavor.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll be right back.
Sounds good.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. like you, like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Yeah, this is rugby music.
There it is.
Hey,
yeah.
There you go. Let's go.
All right, Josh and Jake.
Yes, Jake and Josh.
Are you all sugared up now with the chocolate?
Yeah. No.
Okay, we just.
And I did forget to tell you these are THC heavily.
Oh, no, just joking. Good. good. Yeah.
So you'll either be awake all night.
Well, I'm fired
night.
From my yeah. job.
Yeah. They both look like, oh my God, what?
No, Spencer's outside. So. Okay, we just touched on the Reading Rugby. Now, you guys have some other things going on.
Yeah, well, so, yeah, I do. So a buddy of mine and I, so I used to manage the SGA Farmers Markets.
Oh.
Yeah, really, really wonderful people, right? And I was,
but,
well, no, no, no there's,
why
no, there's
you
no
look
but.
Familiar to me. There's yeah. something. I, you looked familiar, but now you said the farmer's market thing, and I think I know.
Yeah.
Who
probably
you are.
From there. Yeah. So, and like I said, there are no buts. I really enjoy, the board. I enjoy everybody over there, immensely. But I always wondered why we weren't, pushing for more community driven events, right?
Mm-hmm.
And why we weren't, well, I mean, we have this big, beautiful downtown, you know, and really there's very little being done with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wondered what I could do. And so I started talking to people like, I actually sat down, had a conversation with, Jason O'Dell and Aaron Patterson and a couple of other buddies of mine. They said, you know, your idea for a market event downtown, cause I really want it to be more of a, like a block party,
mm-hmm.
of vendors,
mm-hmm.
lots of vendors, but block party, you know? And I thought, why don't I do that downtown? And so, we haven't gotten downtown yet. We're talking to a couple of people that we are looking at partnering with,
mm-hmm.
Which I'm not at liberty to discuss yet. But as soon as that partnership,
when we go to commercial,
I'll
get it from you.
That's fine.
I have ways. No.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you paid with chocolate already. So yeah, we'll get there. So right now,
you know, I always like to say in Reading, if you want to keep a secret, just tell your cat. And
that,
even then,
well, stupid
and
cat.
Even then, it's
yeah.
iffy.
Yeah.
Still
yeah.
gets out.
Yeah, it does. So I resigned from the SGA. And I started kind of working on a market. You know, I needed to prove my theory, right? Mm-hmm. So we started looking at downtown, and that was going to be more. The thing is that the SGA and other markets that have been existing for.
When you say SGA, Shasta Growers Association.
Yes, the Shasta uh-huh. Growers Association, yeah. The permits that they're running on are from 47 years ago.
I was going to say 1919.
Yeah. So the permits actually for what I'm trying to do don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we have chosen to run our markets where we have. So right now we're off of Churn Creek in kind of that the Dairy Queen parking lot,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's going wonderfully. You know, our first time out, we had 75 vendors that said, yes, I want to do it. And then we got rained out because, you know, it's winter in Reading.
Mm-hmm.
After that, we said, okay, well, let's dial it back a little bit because we kind of jumped into the deep end without knowing how to swim. So now our next one's on the 31st, from 5 to 8. It's an evening market.
Mm-hmm.
So that's proven to be successful. But the hope is that we move downtown and we can really expand and grow in conjunction with some of the other businesses down there.
Sure.
Can I give you a time frame?
Time frame. I would like to see
and then add 2 months.
Well, so actually, the time frame would be about 2 or 3 months. If everything lines up
so five,
the way it needs to, I'm not a guy who likes to push things off, right? So if it doesn't, this is how it happens.
Well, you're a winger.
I'm a winger. Yeah. I have to. I got to jump into it, right? Yeah. So if there's something that I feel needs to be done and I have to wait for somebody, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to do it,
mm-hmm.
Which is how we ended up starting this. My buddy Anthony and I started it. So, and like I said, it's proven successful. But my heart behind this was community first, and I really want to get downtown and find that community. And really, I mean, the downtown isn't being utilized. You know, I don't want to get political, but it's not being utilized.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. So I really want to be able to bring people from like that. Downtown during one of our events should be a place to be.
Mm-hmm.
Shasta County, Tehama County, like Butte County, they should all want to be there at least one night a month with live music, 80 vendors, whatever, you know, mm-hmm. lots of food. I just want to be able to bolster Reading, the
sure.
Reading community.
Yeah.
So that is on the horizon. And like I said, when we go to the next commercial break, I'll tell you how.
No, I was just going to say, can I give you some feedback?
Yeah,
hopefully,
yeah, 100%.
Feedback. So being a business owner in downtown Reading for almost 20 plus years, I can tell you one of the struggles that we had as business owners for a long time, because there's been a lot of attempt to do street fairs and do all those things. And I'm not being a hypocrite. I'm talking about myself as well. But what I will tell you is if somehow you can activate or get the downtown businesses that exist involved, you're going to find it's going to be a lot happier space and place, because there's a lot of vendors or there are a lot of businesses downtown that love the concept and ideas of these things. But what ends up happening is there's a lot of times translation. There's no translation to the existing business.
Right. Yeah.
And they become a little bitter because we're established and holding the downtown up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're paying employees and we're paying taxes and we're paying rent and we're doing that. And then all of a sudden there's all these pop-ups and there's all these things right around in front of your store where they're not having to pay for anything, right? And they're being very lucrative that night, and it doesn't translate for the people that are already downtown. So all I'm just saying is be cognizant of the businesses that exist here that are actually holding the downtown up. And I think you'll find a lot more support, and that's what you really want, the support of the businesses that are down here.
Yeah, I'll second that, James.
Oh, thank you. Oh, yes, a business owner downtown.
Okay.
Right? Like, for instance, like, it's amazing to me that we can have a Christmas parade and have 10,000 people downtown, and as a business owner, I keep my doors open through the whole parade, and there's
and
300 people in front of me, and I wouldn't make one sell. The only thing I would do is if people could use the bathroom.
Right,
And you're like, what?
Right. That'll be $1.
Yeah. So when I talk about bolstering the community, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Right? So I wouldn't do anything downtown without including all of those businesses. And that's a conversation that I've had with a number of people, which we'll get to on break. But I would actually be interested in sitting down with you and sitting down with other business owners and you know, I want to hold as many hands as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And if this is going to work, then the community needs to get behind it.
Sure.
And you are the community.
Yep.
Right. So maybe at some point.
I love the whole idea of evening events like
this.
Those are awesome.
Sounds like another full hour show.
I was going to say, this is just
so let's take our break so we can have Carlos and Spencer come in. You guys chat. And I have a feeling we need to have you back like 4 or 5 times.
That's fine. Yeah. As many times as possible. Yeah.
And,
I'll be here.
Maybe the Shasta County Chamber needs a rugby team. And on that note, we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you, like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark. Join us on Friday, February 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. and enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines, and a fun night out at Turtle Bay Museum. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends. This 21 and older event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out. Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, Friday, February 7th. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Wait, there's like, we're not on there yet.
Yeah, we are.
Come on, we're live now. Chocolate, chocolate, yeah. Chocolate day, James. Yeah. Don't drink too much chocolate.
Good evening.
Chocolate.
Shasta Live.
Yes.
Round two.
We were talking about Chocolate After Dark. That was the commercial that was just on.
Are you guys part of that?
We are. We have to prepare
chocolate.
400 or 800 samples.
800 samples, yeah.
800 samples of chocolate.
Okay, so we have in the studio returning Carlos Zapata. You look like you could play some rugby. You look like you could play some rugby.
I'm not a rugby player.
No?
I think you'd enjoy it.
I went out and played one time, like practice with a team, you know, and I was like, this isn't for me.
You'd rather ride bull.
Yeah, he likes the bull. No.
Spencer, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Spencer is sitting there with his Eat Shasta.
Yeah, says.
And this is one of the things that we're doing here at the Chamber Show is either the last segment or once a month, we're still working things out where we're going to have Eat Shasta on and we'll bring representation for the food industry in the greater North State, but obviously Shasta County and our surrounding areas.
Yes, Antehama. You can see the mountain. We're pretty much Eat Shasta. Yeah.
There you go. Well,
people travel and don't, you know, they don't know the county lines. They just see a big mountain, Shasta. Mm-hmm. So that's Eat Shasta.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. And that is pretty interesting, right, if you think about it. When you say Shasta, people think anything north of Sacramento.
Yeah. Right. That's the only. Yeah.
Everybody's been to the mountain. Everybody's been to the lake. They're pretty familiar with this area.
So. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's been part of our argument is that people don't pay attention to county lines, right?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
So when you go from, you know, here to Mount Shasta, they don't know where Siskiyou starts. Or same thing with Weaverville.
Or you go south and you go through six counties. You don't even know which ones you went to.
That's true. Yeah. That's all nice.
So, okay, so what are we chatting about here?
We're on the docket. We've got all kinds of stuff.
We got chocolate on the table. Yeah. We got Spencer.
Chocolate.
What could go wrong?
Yeah. Well, you were quite a entrepreneur this whole, not to change the subject, but I'm super impressed with what you've been doing out in Palo Cedro with your rodeo stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that thing seems to me like a couple years under your belt, and it's going to be bigger than the Reading Rodeo.
It's pretty cool. Well, we do have a couple things in the works, so we'll talk about the rodeo deal real quick, and then we can talk about the restaurant stuff if you want, Spencer. But, yeah, I mean, the rodeo company's really grown. We have a bunch of rodeos lined up this year, and what's cool is in Palo Cedro, I can't talk about it too much right now, but stay tuned because we have a big event coming up in Palo Cedro. Mm. Not at my house, but in Palo Cedro. And then we also are putting on a Bulls and Bronx during the Shasta Fair this year at the fairgrounds.
Wow.
So that'll be a pretty cool deal. So we'll have an event at the fair on Friday night.
That's cool.
That'll be pretty cool. So we'll be pumping that up, I'm sure, between now and then. We've got a little bit of time. But yeah, a lot of stuff going on, And then obviously we're year-round with Palomino Room down in Red Bluff, and that's our day-to-day operation right there.
Yeah.
And I was talking to Spencer about, it's just such an exciting time, people kind of get down about the economy and the atmosphere and the way that things are right now in the business world, and everybody has their struggles, and to me it's always a source of excitement when there's some obstacle to overcome, when we start to hit a little bit of adversity, when the markets change, and just the overall economic atmosphere is changing for better or for worse. It's always an opportunity to recreate, And
I'm super impressed with people that have this kind of mentality, right?
Sure.
Because
And that's where I thrive. I don't.
Well,
know.
It's like if things are for me.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Like if things are going well, if things are going well, my spirit sort of dies. Like I have no incentive to do anything or to create. So when
we should go to L.A. For
yeah, I know. I mean, geez, well, that's a whole other talk show.
I was literally just talking to somebody today about you got to keep reinventing yourself. If one business doesn't work, you got to keep going.
Sure, and I think that we're living in a time where. How can I say this? You know, I mean, the customer is the most important part of any business, right? I mean, you're catering to your customer. If you're not doing that, if a lot of people go into business selfishly, wanting to produce something for themselves, something they like, and it's very self-serving. But if you really are about the customer, people's likes and wants change over time. You know, like for instance, in the bar business, people just simply do not drink as much as they used to, you know, and that's something that I come to the realization. I'm like, well, I'm buying a bar. Well, it's a bar and a restaurant, so you start focusing more on the restaurant and the food, and how can I make that better because people are healthier now, you know, and I think that's a good thing, you know. I don't advise.
Hear that, Spencer?
I don't advise that people drink more. And DUIs are a big thing. People don't want to get pulled over. And that's all understandable stuff, so the market changes a little bit. You know, when people come into my bar, old-timers who've been going there for forever, for 100 years, and they say, hey, back in the day, this place was wall-to-wall every single night. I'm like, yeah, back in the day, people didn't care about what they drank. They weren't educated on the dangers, and people
and
drove.
Horses were trained to take you back to the barn.
Yeah. but so it's a really
exciting
time.
Well, nowadays,
if
you have a Tesla, you could do that.
Yeah, I was going to say, the new nag is a Tesla.
It'll tell you it'll drive itself, you know. I actually saw one of those self-driving cars last time I was in the city, and I was perplexed. I felt like I'd jump into the future, you know. I guess the future is now.
Well, and yeah, Carlos and I have had quite a few conversations just about, you know, owning bars, owning restaurants, the diversity that it takes, the many hats you have to wear. You've got kitchen, you've got front of house, you've got managers, you've got, you know, patrons, and then, you know, one person doesn't like the food or the way they were treated, and you've got to battle that, or everyone's going to leave a review about your restaurant, and then the negativity is, well, we don't like it, or they have a bad, you know, meal, and then, you know, it's just your food is terrible, and go here, go there, and they don't realize that it's the adversity each day takes to make sure a restaurant is thriving.
Sure, and the best and the worst part about the internet is that people are able to leave their opinions in real time right now. I mean, they haven't even gotten up from the table and they're already leaving a review on whether they liked the food or not, you know.
What I will say, though, is that things have changed. People have changed.
He's becoming philosophical.
No, there was a time when people had a little bit, I don't know what the word is. There was dignity within yourself, sure, right? Like, so if you had a bad experience, you communicated that in a professional and positive way, whatever. Today, people are just nasty.
No,
right?
The
internet has created,
the internet has done that.
Created facade of protecting them.
The anonymity of it all, you know. And
they make up crap all the time. That's not even true.
I can't imagine a time.
It's like a victim thing all the time, even with your dinner.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm a victim. It was horrible.
And for the most part, we have great customers. I mean, we live in a community where I think, you know, people still sort of respect business owners, and they understand the hard work you put in. They appreciate it, you know, and our customers definitely do that, and I'm so thankful for them. But you get people from time to time that just simply didn't like they didn't like the bartender or the service, or something was off.
And I get that. And
we're not perfect, you know.
I get that. I see it all the time when I'm about. But, like, get over it. Like, it's not like the
deal is, if I go somewhere and I had a bad experience, I will give them a second, even a third try.
Sure.
You know, because I think nobody owes you anything, but I think the restaurant owner, the manager, the employees, they deserve another shot to get better. You know, we need to afford people the opportunity to get better. And this is a conversation I have with my staff all the time. It's like, look, we need to always get better. And people will tell you, and it's okay to ask a customer, hey, give me an honest criticism of your experience. Customers would love to tell you.
I think people are getting smarter, though, because if you look at the reviews now, and, you know, they're all 5 stars, and then it goes directly to 1 star.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Yeah. Can't you just, like, pop it down to 4 or 3?
Absolutely.
So the 1 stars, you know, because my green beans were cold.
Yeah, but it's an exciting time. You know, I think we're going to see
the Palomino Room,
a lot of changes at the Palomino Room, you know, and we're a three-story bar and restaurant. I just start saying restaurant bar because we've always been known as kind of a rowdy old cowboy bar for
And I have
a
to be completely
years,
honest. I've never been there in my entire life.
Yeah, well,
oh, we're going to change that.
We've got to come through. And we actually have surprisingly good food. And if you read a lot of our reviews and you talk to a lot of the customers, you know, they say, man, I'm surprised with how good the food is here. And because it's always been a bar, and then it was a bar with food, and it was a bar with really good food, you know. And I think now it's starting to
now it's food to
become food with a bar.
it is.
The food
is
what we want. We want people
What's
to
on
know.
The menu?
So if you want
chicken fricassee,
let me pat ourselves on the back. Actually, our cooks are phenomenal. I give them all the credit.
Well, so let's lay the foundation. If you're hearing this and you're on I-5 and you're heading towards Red Bluff, something, and you're getting hungry,
you pull over and you have the chicken sandwich, the fried chicken sandwich. And our fries are phenomenal. Or you have a burger, or you have some wings, and whatever you like. You know, on Thursday nights we do pasta night. You know, you come in and get a plate of pasta or Alfredo, or you know, and it's just we're trying to develop the menu into something that appeals to more than just bar food, because traditional bar food is like, oh, chicken strips and fries,
yeah.
and wings, you know, and like it's, you know, bar food. And we're trying to expand now so people understand, oh, we actually have really dang good food. You can actually have a whole meal there. And a lot of people don't know that you can bring your families, you can bring your kids.
Yeah.
You know,
people think of bar and they don't think kid friendly, but
absolutely. But it's not that
not
kind
the same
of place
anymore.
You know?
Yeah.
But I'm extremely proud of what we've done, and I'm proud of, you know, the changes we've made and we'll continue to make. You know, I think it's an exciting time in business, in any business across the board. Like you said, Spencer, if you're not reinventing and constantly progressing and coming up with new ideas and following what the market's doing, then you're gonna struggle a little bit.
Yeah.
So
somebody else is always gonna do it.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. So.
And if you're a person out there listening, or, you know, you end up talking to somebody who owns a business and it kind of piques your interest and want to start something, you know, I'm here to tell you that you can actually build whatever you desire. You know,
sure.
If you have a vision for it, you can actually do it. And people tell me all the time, well, you won't make any money doing this, or you can't succeed at that. It's too difficult. It's too this. Well, there's so many reasons not to do something, but, geez, what about the reasons to do something? It feels really good. And I'm actually glad that people feel that way, you know, because people like me who are actually driven and want to go do something, you know, we're able to do what we actually want to do.
Are you guys a member of Eat Shasta?
We are, which I think is a fantastic. When Spencer first approached me about it, I think it's a fantastic way to promote local business.
I have it on my phone, and I drive all around, and my phone's constantly going, bing. Bing, and I keep grabbing the look, and it says, "Oh, you need to stop here and get a coffee. Oh, you stop here and get some chicken wings."
The nice thing about the app too is, you know, for Palomino Room, for those listening, if you don't have the app downloaded and you download it in the Apple Store, we can geofence. So when you drive in Red Bluff, it's geofence. It says, make sure you stop at the Palomino Room, and like say for instance, Carlos has some special that he wants to do, we ping it, and you get a push notification right on your phone in real time, which no one's kind of hitting that type of marketing. At this time.
You know, and people are afraid in any business, you know, especially the restaurant business, people are afraid of competition. And I enjoy it. You know, in fact, I have a great relationship with my competitors, and we talk about things. And I go to their, you know, establishment.
That's how we became friends.
They come to mind. And you exchange ideas and you share ideas because, you know, you share customers. Whether you like it or not, you share customers with them. You know, people aren't going to come eat at your place every single night, you know. But if you exchange good ideas about what's working and what's not working, you know, then you all succeed. You all can stay in business for a long time. And and competition, you know, keeps you honest. I think it keeps you honest on your price, on your product.
Do you have an Enjoy store, Eat Shasta, yet?
No, we're not yet.
Well, it's Cedar Crest, right?
Yeah.
And those guys kill it. They're amazing. Yeah. What a cool atmosphere. If you go in there, it's pretty fun just to look at the walls and to see what they have in there. It's really just
Well, nice. And you know, I mean, Carlos knows, for restaurant owners, restaurateurs, we all face the same struggles. It's just nobody really talks, so there's a lot of walls buried. We all face the same food costs, labor costs, you know, employee issues, front of the house issues, and so if you were able to talk with certain people that are willing to talk to you, you realize we all have the same problems.
And it goes beyond just the walls of your restaurant, right? So like what we're dealing with right now down in Red Bluff, and in fact, I'm going to go to the city council meeting on Thursday and talk to them. I've been asked to go by a city council member, is that there's a huge transient problem. Season, well, how does that affect your business? Well, very directly. You know, I mean, we have a beautiful downtown, Red Bluff, California. You know, it's an old historic downtown. People should be walking, shopping, eating, you know, wandering the streets, you know, on the weekends or even in the evenings.
And that alone should be part of you. I mean, it's a big part of just your tourism feel. It's like Americana.
Absolutely. But nobody wants to walk down Main Street Red Bluff anymore because there's so many transits. And I'm talking like criminal trade. I'm not talking like the homeless guy on the corner with a sign. That's not the guy we're worried about. Mm. You know, it's people who are, you know, breaking into your business. Every business is getting burglarized and vandalized, and it's an issue. So understanding how business owners, restaurant owners can deal with their local government, city council, mm-hmm. have an open communication mm-hmm. as to what is going to benefit the business owner. Because without businesses, we have no town, right? We have nothing. So how do we get them on your side to be able to support your vision? Because I can have the coolest vision in the world for your town and for my business, but if there's an obstacle, you know, that you're unwilling to help me move, then it's just not going to happen.
Sure.
You know? So it doesn't matter how good my vision is or my operational abilities. It doesn't matter.
Right on. So let's take we have 4 minutes left. Let's talk about the next generation.
Four minutes. I noticed your son at the door.
Right there.
Watching
it. And the first time I saw him was when we pulled up, and he's like out there riding the horses, wrangling the bulls.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. yep.
Doing his thing, man.
World famous.
Is he doing that voluntarily or because you like?
That's his deal. You know, I mean, he's sort of, you know, growing up around it and loves it, and really, I mean, that's a rodeo company. People talk to me.
How old is he?
He's 19.
Yeah,
you know, he's a full grown man, even though he looks like 15. But
he's young looking. People talk
about the rodeo company, you know, and I'm just the guy that goes around, shakes hands, and puts deals together. But he's the guy actually running the company.
That's like Trump and Barron.
Yeah,
right. Barron was the one that like led Trump to this whole thing of how to promote himself in social media and go on all the podcasts.
Sure.
And they're now, he's a genius, they're saying.
Well, you know, and one of the
very smart,
one of the greatest blessings of my life, and I think anybody that's done this can say that, is being able to work with your children, you know, mm-hmm. and being able to have a family business. You know,
how many kids do you have?
Four.
Oh, you have four?
Four, yeah.
Four. Where does he fall in line?
He's number two.
Number two.
Number two, yeah.
In line. Who does number two work for?
Number two works for himself.
I love that.
Yeah.
All right.
That must have been from a movie or something.
It is. Yeah.
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
So, girl, oldest boy?
Girl boy. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
wow.
My oldest is at University of Hawaii, living the Hawaiian life.
Wow, another Hawaii today. And aloha.
And aloha. She's in architecture school, and then the two youngest are still at Foothill High School.
Oh, wow. So, yeah. That's cool.
So, yeah, but it's always fun. Yeah.
Yep. That's awesome.
Never a dull moment.
No, I can imagine.
Do we have any? You don't have to spill the beans on the details of the rodeo, but do we have any dates?
Yeah, date to look forward to is going to be April 11th or 12th. That week, around there. It's going to be a big thing coming. Yeah. I can't say too much, but it'll be pretty exciting. And definitely about the Shasta Fair.
Shasta Fair. It's going to be the big announcement.
Well, it's going to be great because they haven't had a rodeo forever.
For photography.
I will.
So there'll be a big announcement for that, right?
Oh, there will be, yeah. And it's the first time, I don't know how many years, that the Shasta Fair will actually have a rodeo. You know? So it'll be a really fun deal.
And that should be a thing, for sure.
I think every fair should have a rodeo.
That's the thing,
I mean, what's more American than a county fair? A rodeo, you know?
Well, and then what's the one coming up in a couple of weeks down in Red Bluff?
On Saturday.
So this weekend's a JP Ranch Rodeo. Yeah, thanks for bringing that up, by the way. JP Ranch Rodeo is going on. It's a great event down in Red Bluff, and that kicks off the start of bull and gelding season, really exciting time. If you're a cowboy, get down there. If you're not a cowboy or cowgirl, get down there. It's a great time.
And then go to the Palomino after the after party.
1:32. Yeah. Favorite places to eat. For you.
For me to eat?
Mm-hmm. What do you pick?
I like Carlitos in Red Bluff for Mexican food. Uh-huh. It is phenomenal. They do a great job there. I actually like going to... I like Raw. Raw is... It's not so cliche because it's like the biggest thing in town right now, right? But I think Raw is fantastic. They do a good job there as well.
Sure.
You know, I think those three...
They're doing a good job.
And then I got to say Market Street. I think Scott has done a phenomenal job with Market Street, and he's a good friend of mine, and I'm not just saying that because we're friends, but I love what he's done there, and I love going, sitting there and having a drink and a good meal.
Nice. So I always like to hear what other people that are in the business... Yeah. You know, appreciate other businesses with it.
And I learn a lot. I learn a lot from a lot of these guys, you know, that have been in the business way longer than me, you know, and there's a lot to learn.
So real quick, finish it out. Eat Shasta, how's it going?
Eat Shasta's going good. We're adding new businesses, I think, a few each week. And followers, I think we're up over 1,200 downloads in just about 2.5 months. And we're trying to evolve the business and keep creating content and building value for the businesses that are on there. And creating more restaurants and things for the people that are downloading the app so they have value on why they should be on the app.
Yeah. One thing, too, I'd like to say before we go, too, is thank you to Chad Phillips at Sotheby's.
Yep.
Because he sponsors this.
Chad
Absolutely.
Phillips, oh, by yeah. the way, is he one of the, one of the great...
He's a great guy.
He's one of the greatest humans, not only in this county, but just around. And what it reminds me, I need to call him because we're supposed to have coffee next week.
Chad, if you're listening.
Great guy. Los Dos Amigos. If you have not been to that taqueria, Los Dos Amigos, next to
Los
Food
Los Dos
Mass.
Amigos.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
See you next week.
All right.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.